Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
They're Las Vegas.
They are. Mango a little more than Tony.
Hey, shut the
you
fuck
You said it first.
Up.
You said it first.
He's young.
He is young at heart.
He's lost a lot of weight.
He's looking very trim.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are looking thinner than ever, but in a good way.
Tony, I see, he wants a friendship with Mango.
He wants to engage, but Mango really has a one-track mind, and that is a toy basket raid. And I think Tony is just not used to someone else so forcefully coming in, taking all his toys out. And Mango snapped at him before when Tony's tried to like get in on the action. So I feel like Tones just like keeps a safe distance and watches from afar.
But I know they have a bond deep down.
Oh, yeah. They're running mates.
They slept together in the same bed with Cece.
Mm-hmm.
They're friends.
They palled around at the dog park.
They're a little frenemy.
A little bit, but it's good, I think, for them.
Yeah.
It's good to have someone challenge Tony.
Mango needs a little sis.
Okay, you need to hold on to him, though. He wants to travel, and that's not going to work.
Sit here.
Yeah.
Yes, my baby.
He needs to be a tad more professional.
He just feels freedom with daddy nearby.
The daddy that does not enforce boundaries or rules.
No.
That says, get over here.
Yeah.
And then he knows that that means he doesn't have to do a damn thing.
He's got me wrapped around his little Grinch paw.
He does.
But that's why I love him.
He's smiling.
A lot going on this week.
Many things are happening.
A lot of things in the docket that we need to discuss.
Okay, where do we begin?
Where do we begin?
Well, okay, tax week just happened.
Girl.
It's this week.
I've already paid.
How'd that go for you?
You know, it's always a little stressful, but I did it.
Love that.
I have a new accountant. It's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Simon and I are doing it as a couple now.
Oh, that's chic. You get like perks.
Yeah. But it was a lot of, I'm not getting a lot.
Yeah.
But California state tax.
Girl, tell me about
it. I got me too'd by the California state tax.
Every year.
Yeah.
Well, every quarter because I do quarterly.
How about you?
I am happy to report that I'm on a quarterly tax journey.
That's
so
chic.
I pay as I go and then I pay like estimated taxes. So then at the end of the year, it's hopeful that it just goes out to zero and I don't owe any more, but sometimes it doesn't.
I think that's really smart that you do that.
I need to pay as I go. Otherwise, I'll get in a bad way.
I think
it's been a long and winding road to get to this place of being extremely efficient with my taxes, but we're here now and we're celebrating.
You've gotten that really down pat.
Yeah.
I used to really freak out, but now I kind of get into the sleuthing and like going through receipts and, you know what I mean? Like I kind of have fun with it now in a sick way.
I love doing all my own. I mean, I do all my own bookkeeping and payroll stuff, and I like it. I like knowing exactly what's what and having like all my accounts and making sure all the money's put away somewhere and ready to like pay bills and pay taxes when it's time.
The hardest thing I went through last year was the fucking hospital bills that I had from my stint.
Oh my God.
That haunts me still. I'm on like a thing with that.
No.
Payment.
How much did they charge you? Because you spent a day in the hospital?
I spent 3 days.
Oh, God.
Girl, I don't want to talk about
it. No, say it.
No, I don't know the exact amount in my head, but it's a lot. And I'm still like...
Can I guess?
Sure.
40,000.
No.
Less?
Yeah.
Okay.
But still a lot.
I thought you were going to say more.
No. For me, it's a lot.
For anyone, 20,000? 20,000?
Yeah, around like 15.
I love like a $5,000 a day rent for a toe.
I saw a video today of a woman on a freeway in LA leaping out of an ambulance, on the back of an ambulance. And I was like, I get her. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, I'm not paying this fucking bill. She's like, they got me.
I'll walk.
They sutured my ass. Now it's time
I'm
for me
out
to hit.
Before they can get my identity, yeah. I gotta go.
That's how you do it. You get free emergency care in an ambulance, and then if you have the strength,
flee,
muster up the courage,
run for your life,
to run for your goddamn life, jump out of a moving ambulance and hit the hay.
Mm-hmm. Get into an Uber. It's cheaper to get an Uber, bleed all over the Uber, pay the cleaning fee, and have them drop you off at the hospital than it is to have an ambulance ride. An ambulance is just an Uber.
Have
premium.
Have your loved one follow in a car and then open the pod doors and like have them move right up and then leap onto the hood of the car, crawl up through the sunroof, and then they'll never see you again. They'll
Fast
never
and
know.
Furious style.
They'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
Does ambulance have like a CCTV?
I think you should just take a stapler, make some staples, tourniquet, call the Uber. Have the Uber take you, be like, don't worry, like, I'll pay the cleaning fee. It's just blood. It's no big deal. And they'll be like, okay. You're like, I will tip you 20%. Don't worry about it. They take you. Then you're good.
Yeah. I think as soon as they last, when they said, like, we're going to have to admit you right now, I went, no!
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 Yeah.
No!
As an American, it's
guys,
of the utmost importance to stay out of the hospital at all costs. Do whatever it takes to not be admitted to the hospital.
Is this where we are, where people are jumping out of ambulances?
It is, yeah. I was told that in the last years of your life, many people lose all their money due to medical bills.
Incredible.
So it's better to just die.
Maybe that girl in Holland has the right idea.
No, but Holland, they have like...
Yeah, the Holland's like...
She does not have the right idea.
Yeah, you don't have... You're out of, like... You have free health care there. You can get some mental health for free.
Ketamine, babe.
Ketamine.
TMS, they can do things and manipulate your brain waves now and forge, like, whole new neural pathways. Like, there are so many advances in medicine and mental health.
Not in our fucking... Not in our...
Well, you have to pay out of pocket
backwoods
here.
Country.
No, you
We
pay...
literally live in a... We're like a swamp.
I'm like, should I become just like a doctor on the side who does just like some cheaper doctor stuff out of my apartment? I would be really good at it.
Just like a medic?
I could maybe stitch some people up. I could put Band-Aids on people.
I can put Band-Aids.
Honestly, I'm really good and talented at... figuring out what's wrong with people medically. So if you came to me, I could give you a diagnosis that then you would know where to go from there.
Lara's apothecary. You become like a witch that people just like, that's that's the future where like no one can afford healthcare, so they just like seek out like witchcraft.
In this capitalist society, I'm just trying to carve out a niche for myself as like a liaison.
Hester Prynne. Damn.
For $100, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. There's construction, don't worry about it. But so tax season happened. It's happening now.
It happened. It's over. We made it.
But
we forged through.
Someone tweeted or shared a post breaking down like where taxes went. Said if you paid taxes this year, you likely paid on average $249 to Lockheed Martin, $87 to Boeing, and $12 to SpaceX.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because of government contracts. Boeing is...
So we're giving money to weapons, which
goes
to...
We're literally paying... Yeah, we're paying for all the weapons. You literally paid taxes and then killed like 17 children by like making a wire transfer. I love also that like you're paying someone to suck you out of an airplane.
Yeah, that feels... that.
That's so sinister.
I mean, American Airlines or Alaska Airlines today literally just grounded all their flights for like an hour.
Yeah, because they had like electrical issues.
No, I know, but I'm just like...
They couldn't calculate like the weight of anything.
We're paying taxes for that.
Alaska Airlines, do not trust. It's a DNR, a DNF for me. Do not fly. United Airlines said like we want out of a Boeing anything. Like they're divesting from Boeing, I think.
But Elon Musk gets fucking...
SpaceX has government contracts. We need to figure out like a podcast government contract.
Yeah. Well, I think some
propaganda.
I think some podcasts are funded by the government.
Probably, but some I'm looking at
redacted.
But I'm trying to think like where can we like find a government contract for some lols? In this economy?
The Ministry of Lols.
Joe Biden needs us to like shill on his behalf. Unfortunately, I feel like our listeners would be sniff that out very quickly.
Yeah, if we just suddenly
are
like...
The great thing about Joe Biden is...
The great thing about Joe Biden is he's just so... His kindness is just unmatched. He is just
a beautiful
soul.
At
the end of the day, he's just a good old boy from Delaware. And he's just, you know, a really... He's like America's grandfather.
Mm-hmm. He's America's pop-pop.
He's America's pop-pop. And
honestly, we should just all vote for him.
We should just all vote for Joe Biden.
Government contract.
Sponsored by...
next year, someone tweets a breakdown of taxes. They're like, if you paid taxes this year, you likely paid $1 to Sex Unique Podcast.
That is nuts, though, about Lockheed. I mean, I knew that, but, like, I didn't know how much.
I know. And you pay... there's even more. It's actually crazy.
What else?
You spent $5,109 for the Pentagon and war, deportations and border militarization, and federal spending on policing and prisons, compared to just $4,308 for Medicare and Medicaid.
So we pay more money to the Pentagon than we do for healthcare.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it. The vast majority of your money went towards militarism in the police state, to the Pentagon itself. I'm like, enjoy, bitch. Enjoy your like new coffee machine.
Well, all of our money in California goes to police helicopters.
Yeah.
Instead of
potholes.
Certainly
not a road.
I'm driving.
And military subcontractors like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and their CEO compensation packages and stock buyback.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, great. Enjoy your fucking yacht. Piece of shit. I would love to not pay taxes, but I'm so terrified.
Oh, I'm always afraid I'm gonna go to jail.
Flown too close to the sun, so that's one thing I can't do.
You have to be like really...
You have to be pretty cray cray.
You have to be really...
IRS will come for you. They will find you.
But they will understand. Like if you explain things, they'll help you. Like they're actually... Wait, I know this is not propaganda for the IRS, but they're more understanding than people think.
Yeah, but you will enter like a long period of negotiations with them.
And fear. Yeah. Where any day they
and
could come
it
knocking.
Also is not like it's not like you get to negotiate for free. Like
no.
You will have to pay someone to help you negotiate with the IRS. So I just recommend paying your taxes.
But
as much as I would love it, and I do actually support people who are like, fuck you, I'm not paying my taxes, like go with God.
Love and light to you.
May you not get caught. But me, I'm transferring. I'm wire transferring. I'm actually paying on credit card to get the points.
I just love driving down an LA road and it's literally like you're in like the country. It's
I like it's a horse and buggy.
It is. It's like
I love driving in LA and just like bracing for impact when you see a pothole where I literally
you know
you're
you
like
can't turn.
You're like, okay, it's Formula One. Like when you know, in like a NASCAR race when they just hit and the car flies, like I'm prepping for that. Every time I drive down
so that's
the street.
Every block.
No,
because
every
there's
block.
A pothole in every block.
You know, sometimes where you're like, you try and miss it, but you realize it's too late. So you just have to hit it full speed. And you're this is when my tire flies off.
I also love seeing the trend you start when you look behind and everyone else is doing the same deviation that you did. And you're like, sisters.
Every once in a while, though, you have the luxury of like missing the pothole dodge. And then it's truly like you're ready. I saw someone's like hubcap fly off their car and roll down the street the other day. I was walking Tony to go get coffee and some car was like, and then the hubcap just flew.
I drive like.
We should bring back like horse and buggies.
When I lived in Lancaster in college,
they were all over.
You would at night sometimes you would just hear.
It's a comforting sound.
Kind of eerie.
I mean, look, I don't love a horse having to pull a buggy. We should just bring back horses.
They like it.
I know. I feel like they do.
I wish Mango could pull me in a carriage.
I know. I make Tony pull my luggage whenever we travel together. He likes it. He has to earn.
Yeah. But also, like, have you noticed people are driving... Have people been driving insane lately, or am I just bad
I don't
at
know.
Driving?
Maybe you're bad.
Okay. Because yesterday I was turning...
Are you getting, like, flipped off a lot?
No. Okay.
That. Let's talk about something else. Okay. Change the subject to someone who's, I'd say, a tad more guilty than you are today. Mm-hmm. A woman in Rio de Janeiro brought a corpse into a bank and tried to get it...
Hats off to her.
God love her. She did what she needed to do. First of all... I'm sad that they're not showing you the corpse's face because I saw it on another video, but look at her.
She's smiling.
She's like, look, he's just going to sign.
So are they married? Is she like a caretaker?
Hold on,
like,
let me what? Just okay. show you this. Uncle. That's a dead person.
That is wild. She meant business. I love help us so we don't have any more headaches. Does she mean like
uncle.
financial headaches?
I think so.
Damn.
I mean, I hope that she was not like under duress. Like someone was like, you do the either take this dead person in to sign or I'll go.
She seemed pretty cool as a cucumber.
I mean, for a person taking a corpse into a bank, like she was having a sense of humor about it.
Mm-hmm.
I love like, are you feeling something? Are you not feeling well?
Uncle, if you want, we can go back to the hospital.
He's literally like.
I don't think he looks so good. He looks pale.
No, on the thing that showed the initial thing, I saw his face.
What was it?
It was a dead man's
face.
Was
he like this?
He was like this. His head was just lolling around.
I wonder how long he'd been dead. Kept him in a freezer.
Let's see.
That's literally like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre when they're sitting at the table and the grandfather's like has a hammer. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. He'd passed away a few hours earlier. So fresh.
But still, I'm sorry. That feels like a curse waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's opening the door to some sort of like supernatural retribution.
She said she was a nurse, his carer, and his niece.
Braga.
She was trying to get about 2,500 pounds.
Okay. It's a lot.
People are wheeling dead people around quite a bit. Two men were jailed in Ireland last July for trying to use a dead man's body to deceive a post office and claim his pension.
That feels Irish as fuck.
Yeah, that's very Irish. Like
an Irish farce.
I like two men. Like, I see them both with their drunk friend. Yeah. Where they're like, he's had too much to drink.
But he needs
He needs his pension. His name is Declan Holney. They were 41 and 37. They were sentenced to 18 months in prison. That's not that bad.
I mean, considering that the armor for Rust got 18 months in prison and she killed someone.
Yeah. I wonder how many people have successfully brought a corpse into a bank and have, like, gotten money. Because if it's happening, like, once a year, there must be people who are bringing dead people.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if, like, we've ever just seen someone, like, bringing a dead person around and you just, like, didn't know it.
I think so.
Wow.
It's also very Million Dollar Baby when Margot Martindale is like trying to get Hillary Swank to sign with her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, just do it.
Evil.
I support her hustle. I'm
you
sure.
Gotta do what you gotta do in this world.
And like, look, maybe Uncle was a piece of shit and like
far
deserved.
Worse things have happened.
Maybe she was like, thank you. Like, you were an asshole to me my whole life. And now this is your karma. Yeah.
If you're wheeling a corpse into a bank trying to get 2,500 and 2,500 pounds is all you're going to get out of the thing, I think you need that money and kind of deserve to have it.
Yeah. If I were the teller, I would have said, I know what's happening, sis.
Okay. I'm going to let it go this once.
Just
but do not come back here.
Don't come back here and get him.
Never come back here and take him away now.
Take his ass to the mortician.
Mm-hmm. Did you see what Jennifer did on Netflix?
No, I saw the trailer and it scared me too much.
Well, I watched it. It was fucking snooze fest.
Really?
It was truly a documentary that could have been a sentence.
She killed her parents?
She hired a hitman to like come and kill her parents.
How old was she?
She was, she's 37 now, and this happened in 2010.
She's old as hell.
She's old as hell. I was like, damn.
I thought she was like 15 when she did it.
I know, she looked really young.
She said she staged it like a home invasion.
Yeah, staged it like a violent, but they fucked up and they didn't kill her dad.
So he survived?
He survived, and then was in a coma, then came out of the coma and was like, you need to figure out what Jennifer did. I was like, rule number one is leave no witnesses.
Did they talk to him in the documentary?
No, he was like, they talked about talking to him. It was truly a long documentary of like telling.
Is she in jail?
Yeah.
That's like
I'll tell you what she didn't do.
What?
Serve an ounce of cunt.
She didn't do a good job.
She didn't do a great job.
It's sad that her mom died.
I know.
Damn. I wish they both survived and they were like, hey, bitch.
Yeah. Imagine your kid trying, like, hiring a hitman to kill you.
That's like that movie, You're Next.
Mm-hmm.
What, did she want money from them?
No, I think she just wanted, like, freedom. Oh. She had a boyfriend. She was dating some guy they didn't approve of. And then she also had lied to them about going to university and, like, said that she'd essentially graduated from university. But literally never went. She like faked
from university.
She like faked a diploma.
The amount of time that takes to when you could just literally just get a real one.
You could just move out.
Yeah, you don't need college.
You could just get a job somewhere.
Damn. Speaking of like matricide,
mm-hmm.
Gypsy Rose. The reason why she left her husband was because he was hoarding food.
What do you mean?
He was hoarding all their food for himself. And she like...
like locking it away?
Yeah, and he snored. Apparently those were her reasons. But also, I'm pretty sure he was abusive because I think she has a restraining order against him.
Hoarding food, like...
I'll
explain.
Okay, hold on. I think they were buying groceries and he was like hiding food from her.
She was revolted by his food hoarding.
The amount of food Ryan Anderson hoarded in their home... TMZ reports, leading to a huge blow up after she cleared out his fridge.
He would bulk buy food and collect and keep it. Oh, she cleared a fridge full of old produce.
She
yeah, you gotta leave. If it's a fridge full of rotted produce and then your man gets mad at you because you cleaned it out, it's time to divorce.
He also, she got, it was his body temperature heated up at night when they slept, and she couldn't sleep well.
She told loved ones he was a human bird.
I did read that the hoarding of food reminded her of her mom, so that like she got like her fight or flight activated.
Well, he very much he resembled her mom in many ways.
Yeah, but look, if you have that trauma response, something's telling you like get the fuck out. Now she's back with her ex.
Were they engaged or did they get married? They got prison married, right?
They were married.
This is why you just don't get married before you can like really understand what the fridge situation and the sleep situation is like.
Things seem so good for them.
I know.
She said the D
life
was
is
good.
Filled with promise. The dick was fire.
That's, I mean, if that's gross. That's like hoarder shit. If you're hiding food and like old rotted food, that's not good.
So now she's with a ex.
They say they're just friends, but it's her ex-fiance.
But they went and got like tattoos together.
Yeah. They're fucking.
She's
not meant to be in a relationship right now. She should be.
She should take a beat.
Take a beat.
Date a little bit.
Totally.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Yeah.
An elephant escaped the circus and roamed the streets of Montana.
Butte? Residents of Butte, Montana were in for a surprise Tuesday when a circus elephant escaped from its home and began freely roaming in the streets. Wow. It said it didn't hesitate to stretch its legs once it was out and about.
I love this. Free them.
You know, there
was rogue.
There was a cow that escaped like a slaughterhouse. I forget which city, and it like ran for hours. I think it might have been Philly, like near Philly. And this thing was just like, could not be caught. It was like so quick, trotting away down through like the suburbs of Philly outside. And they finally caught it and they were like, you know what? You have a will to live. We're sending you to a cow sanctuary. And they saved it.
Thank God.
But they were like, clearly this thing is like fighting for its goddamn life.
You know what? Cows are like dogs. I watch a lot of cow content on TikTok and online, and they're like dogs.
I don't want to know this. They're affectionate.
They're affectionate
with people.
Yeah, they like run around. They play like they are dog-like. I know it's horrible.
Wait, also hearing about Gypsy Rose's husband's rotten food, I just started smelling rotten lettuce in my head. Now I'm sick. Do you need to drink water?
He's fine.
Well, I hope this elephant just gets to live in the wild. They should just let an elephant live in the city.
I know. And people could feed it stuff.
But then people, I'm sure out in Montana, people would want to shoot it.
I know. They'd hunt it.
But any animal like that like breaks out.
It deserves to be out. Also, the circus is awful.
It is fucking awful.
Well, let's talk about another awful thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the most talented people in Los Angeles.
Let's talk about the people sitting at the top of the heap at the entertainment industry.
The only people doing well in Hollywood right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique
Podcast.
Elephants. Bump it!
Bump it! Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. This was a kind of good episode.
It was mellow, but in an interesting way.
Served a little.
I'm not mad at it.
Bethany Frankel haunts the episode.
God, what doesn't she have her claws in? Mm-hmm. We open at Kyle Chan's store.
I went,
Kyle Chan killing the game.
We don't know if he's gay or straight or
still
bi or
no pan. Tea on the sexuality of that's Kyle fine. Chan, but that's okay.
Maybe he's ace.
Yeah. Sheena is hard at work vlogging and getting ready to shoot a music video for Good as Gold.
The screamo version.
And Katie texts a photo, a gorgeous photo of herself, and says, "I'm on death's door. I simply can't come."
She goes, "I am so sick. Please go without me." And then
I can't get out of bed.
She had the, you know, that photo that kid who missed class one time. He put like AirPods in his like nose and pretended and had like a phone charger. That was Katie. She goes, "Look, I'm in the hospital.
I'm in hospital. Send flowers."
I'm back in Utah.
Suna goes, "Well, enough about that. We've got a music video to film." I love that Aria, he's fine. The drama.
I love Sheena and Katie's Cold War. They've been having it for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they went from besties, almost like they were a couple.
At what point were they were a couple?
Right before Katie got married.
Okay.
They were, like, fully besties. They're
thick as thieves.
Thick as thieves. When Stassi was gone, Stassi came back.
Sheena's out.
I just rewatched the episode where Stassi has that freak out at her birthday party about Bo.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird. Was she in, like, coke?
I think she takes used to take a ton of Adderall.
And Dana's, like, flirts with Bo and is like, "My daughter is a piece of shit."
That was amazing. She was right.
She was like, "She's down here, you're up here."
I'm haunted by them.
Dana and her?
Just Stassi in the extended Stassi universe.
Mm-hmm.
The extended Stassiverse.
Bo's hot.
He is kind of hot.
But like in an improv class hot.
The hottest guy in your improv class.
But yeah, Stassi. So Sheena's like, whatever. She's like, whatever. Katie can be sick if she wants. She's going to miss out on good as gold.
We have a music video to film.
Let's go. And she goes, who knew? 10 years after first doing Good as Gold that it would still be making an impact. I was like, I'll fucking say.
Yeah. I always knew. I've always believed in Sheena's abilities as a pop star. And I never lost faith. Mm-mm. And to hear that she's discovered music once again warms my heart with the power of 1,000 coals.
She goes, I just really think music has like become my passion. It's become the thing that I just love to like express myself through. My creative bones are expressed.
She says, making a track with the 27s was like opening my eyes again to music because now I realize it's an outlet. I'm an artist and I'm ready to get back into it.
You see her in the video going, the guy's going, good as gold.
It's like Ariana's a real one for filming that video for her. That was a nice thing to do.
Say what you will, but
she did not have to do that.
She shows the fuck up for her friends.
And Lala was nice to do it too.
Yeah.
Katie said,
no.
No, I'll sit this one out.
I see this one out. Yeah, Rachel. Lala's like, all right, are we doing this?
She's like, Rachel went on Bethany's podcast and said some shit.
Well, they never address Bethany's name, which I love. Ali goes,
they can't speak her name, probably.
She goes, yeah, she was on she just made an appearance on this podcast, some podcast. She doesn't say, like, it's like this random thing. And James is like, oi, what'd she say? What'd the bitch say? And Ali's like, she was just going on and on about everything that happened and just like saying that she and Ariana weren't that close. And then they talk about it at the music shoot.
And they're like, yeah, she said you guys were acquaintances at best. And like, you weren't that close.
And then Ariana's like, remembering when she bought her like a piece of jewelry.
Really?
Yeah, at the birthday party in the desert. Remember Tom bought her like,
sunglasses?
But Ariana, it was like from both of them.
That was from Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, Ariana's like, we had a lot of Instagram photos together. I was like, that's not making your case for friendship.
I know, I was like,
that's a thin...
Go through and just see.
A thin excuse. Yeah.
We did a lot of grid pics.
But I do think saying that is like, it doesn't really matter if you were good friends or acquaintances. You still fucked her man.
No, I think Raquel, Rachel... I think coming out of the like rogue haze that I was in, I see that she continues to be very manipulative and a victim. And she really skirts responsibility. I mean, she does a little. I know she says like it was bad what I did, but like she's This is the story she has to tell herself to be able to live with herself.
True, because then it flashes back to last year where she's like, these are my forever friends. Like, I'm so glad to have them. And it's like, whoa, like, you really did, like, fuck with people.
Yeah, and I think Tom...
And she won't give, like, she's not going rogue enough. I mean, I've given up on her podcast,
yeah,
but,
too.
Like, she... I was expecting to hear, like, the nitty-gritty details, like, mapping out the course of the affair and, like, how things took place and, like, what the day-to-day was like of I'm lying to everyone I know, but, yeah, I just, like, wanted to know more.
I want to know, like, how many times a week were they fucking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many nights were they spending with each other when he said he was going somewhere but actually going to Raquel's apartment? Like, I want to know that shit. She never... went there, neither did Tom. I think that's pussy ass.
That's pussy ass shit.
And I'm not okay with it. And like, if you're gonna go there a little, you better go all the way.
Yeah, we deserve to know.
So like, she's spinning her yarns of like, I was brainwashed, blah, blah, blah. And
she's
it's like,
spinning many a yarn.
And I know it feels like we're flip flopping, which we are.
I don't care.
Because that's what we do on this podcast, but
that's our fucking right.
That's our prerogative.
As American citizens to change our minds.
Yeah. But I call bullshit, and hearing it in this context, and yes, it is slanted to be more like anti-Rachel in the show, but like hearing it...
Antira.
Hearing it a year later or whatever, how long it was, like 6 months later, I'm like, that was a bullshit. That was all bullshit.
Yeah, and it was fucking bullshit.
And because also when she's... That moment when she's like, these are my forever friends, and they had already fucked.
Mm-hmm. She was already...
She got sunglasses from her fucking... Lover's domestic spouse,
mm-hmm.
for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
That's bold. That's psychotic. That I would be barfing. Again, I say this every time I talk about it, but I would literally go, thank you so much.
And like, it's reads to me now with some distance from it, like a ploy to get out of jail free by saying like I was brainwashed by this like older guy.
Of course.
I think partially like, yeah, she was manipulated and probably relatively easy to manipulate, but at the same time, like she made it's not like she was a corpse wheeled into the bank. You know
she's,
what I mean?
She was a 27-year-old adult.
She made decisions. She knew right from wrong and she chose
wrong.
To fuck people over with her actions.
It's there's a lack of there's a real lack of self-awareness, and it doesn't you're right, it doesn't matter if like they weren't that close or like, you know, that when they always said like your best friend, you fucked your best friend's boyfriend, it's like, okay, no, they weren't best friends, but they were. Ariana was
not like,
was kind to her.
Yeah.
And was very, like, kind of big sister to her.
And trusted her.
And trusted her with
her. In her house with her.
Boyfriend.
Yeah. And everyone trusted her in their circle.
And defended her and, like, stuck up for her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that doesn't, to me, that denotes this is a good friend. This is someone that cares about me and that this is someone that I should have respect for. Rachel had no respect for her relationship.
Zero.
Zero respect. No boundaries. No empathy.
No.
Katie was right. No empathy. No compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Trifling. That's trifling. That's seeing something you want and taking it. And again, it does not fucking matter if it's your best friend or a coworker. It's really fucked up.
It's fucked up. You know better.
You know better,
you know better than that.
Of course I'm going to blame Tom more because he's just a pig, but like...
Oh yeah, he's a total pig.
And he's the one that stepped out, so it's really, at the end of the day, his fault. But Rachel, you need to own up a little more.
Yeah.
Grow up.
There's a reason why you did what you did and why you chose this.
Yeah, let's unpack that.
Why you made these choices, yeah. Sheen is fucking lit up. She goes, bitch, you paid $1,000 in my $4,300 rent, didn't restock TP, and had sex in my bed.
Ooh.
$4,300. I like knowing in this episode like what they're paying for rent.
Leave it to Sheena to bring it all back to her.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Sex in my bed.
You had sex in my bed?
Didn't restock the TP.
Ariana's like, my life was ruined. I lost my partner in life. Her dreams destroyed.
Well, she got a lot out of that.
I know. I'm saying, like, and then Sheena's like, she didn't restock the teepee and she fucked in my bed. Disgusting.
Bitch. Lala asks Ariana if she can have her sperm donor party at Ariana's House of Horrors. And Ariana says she can't because it's now the city dump of North Hollywood because Anne no longer works there. Their house, truly, that's my hell.
I was like, Sheena is a real one when she went over later and like decluttered.
She needed that.
You know, she'd been waiting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
She was like,
that's how I would be with a best friend. If I saw that, I'd be like, this is a crisis. I'm on my way.
Say, mama, let's research.
I know. I'm like trying to like move piles around, but I was also triggered by my own house piles when it came to Ariana's piles.
We've all been in a place of piles.
Sometimes you just have a piles journey that you have to like, sometimes I just have to have a pile for months.
That just sits.
Yeah. I just have to have like a pile. And then one day the fog clears and I get that pile out of there. I like deal with it.
And every so often you just go, there's the pile.
Yeah. Like,
hi.
That's a pile that's going on in a corner.
The books?
The books and then like everything involved over there.
I say that looks like a tastefully cluttered bookshelf.
It's a book area.
Yeah.
Part of my pile.
Weetman. Leaves of Grass.
Leaves of Grass.
Call me Ted.
Ever heard of it?
Gypsy.
Gypsy Rose Lee. Ariana, yeah. So she's like, I would do it, but my house is a bottomless pit of hell.
The fucking landfill.
That's a no-go. And then it cuts back to like Lala and Sheena in the jizz factory. And Sheena is looking at all the frozen cum like circulating in the freezer. And she goes, wow.
Wow. It's like Cold Stone Creamery. Wow. Cool. What if Sheena went like this?
I want to see it. Can I touch it?
She went like this. Wow.
It's just frozen vials.
Yeah.
Tom Schwartz is hanging out on the floor. And then Tom Sandoval comes over.
To his house?
Mm-hmm.
I need to be real. What? I need to be real.
Sandoval's looking good.
Not only is Sandoval looking good, I want to fuck his assistant. He's so hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Craig. Craig.
Craig
is like some like groupie, Tom groupie that used to work there. And like now
Schwartz and Sandy's employee.
And he's got tats and he's like hot. And
he's James, sexy.
Or Tom's like molding him, I think.
Mm-hmm. Tom knows that he's better served to have like a hot male assistant.
Oh my God.
And
he came out of that kitchen with no shoes on and I was just like,
I know. I wanted him to walk on my face.
Yeah. I was like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. Sandoval's devastated from Rachel's big old podcast with Bethany.
He goes, dude, I gave her everything, man.
Never getting any closure, man.
She clearly, I loved her more than she ever loved me, man. She didn't give a shit about me, dude.
And Schwartz is like, yeah, it's over.
He's like, it's over, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, from her mouth. He's like, yeah, now hearing it from her mouth. Oh, this sucks, man.
This sucks.
And then he
kind of genuinely
cries.
Upset.
It's really hard to tell with him.
Did he really love her? I don't think he did.
I think he loves the idea of her. I think he loves having affairs with people.
Yeah. He likes having a mistress.
He loves being at the end of a relationship that he cannot extract himself from and fucking someone very close to, in the same universe as the woman that he's in a relationship with.
That's what he's in love with.
Yeah. And then setting up a new relationship to immediately get into.
It's kind of lesbian coded.
Yeah. And I think he's more devastated that that plan didn't work. Because I don't think that he wants to be single.
No, and I think he's never been caught. He's probably been doing that since he was a kid.
Yeah.
Dude.
What if he's never been single a day in his life?
I don't think he has.
You could be right.
Dude.
He's not been single since we have known of him in 2013.
He's a hopper. Raquel was just the next one on the list.
Yeah, laying the groundwork. And it was like great because she's on the show and then they could be on the show together. And she's then he young. Could have like another couple. She's young. She likes him. And I think Tom thinks that he's very smart and he's the biggest dumbass.
He's a clown. You know what you are? You're a clown.
He's a clown.
He's a clown.
And I think that he's Jingles more devastated that like this just isn't going to work out the way he thought it would.
Yeah, he's just like, he's a profound narcissist. And he, coupled with that, he's dumb as a box of rocks.
Mm-hmm. I would say dumber.
He's just clashing. Mm-hmm. Those two things. And he's like, whoa, like I'm finally, this is the first time where things haven't worked out for me. He's had a very charmed life. Like he's been always been cute. He fell into businesses. He makes good money.
Everyone liked him.
He failed upwards. He's a literal idiot. And mm-hmm. he's untalented. And
he's hot.
He's just hot. And he lucked out with, like, Ariana.
She gave him some cred.
And
some smart cred.
And now he's like, fuck, man.
And I think also they probably thought that Raquel would be back on the show. So I think he's also finding out that like she's not coming back to the show, then she's refusing to talk to him and she's going on podcasts being like, I was never in love with him. And it's like he can't get over that.
He also can't like coach her. He can't have like a shared narrative.
Mm-mm. And so he's lost his grip on everything.
He's just someone that's never like suffered.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about like, I'm sure he's like clearly suffered. He lived in that apartment, but like, I'm just talking about like, he's just one of those straight guys that's just, he's been in a hot bubble his whole life. And he's mm-hmm. just always, things have always found a way with him, whether it be getting out of relationships like a snake, making money. Like, he's just always things. And this is the first time where like, people are like, you're not a nice guy. You're duplicitous. You're full of shit.
You're a fake ass bitch.
And you're dumb.
But the good news for him is that he's hot.
He's hot.
And he's white. So he'll bounce back in no time. Truly. Like, this is a mere like
privilege.
Stumble in the long-term trajectory of his life. Like, there, I feel like, will always in our society be a place for dumb fucking
unremarkable white men.
Yeah. So it could be worse.
And he's like, hey, man, so like, Ariana, she agreed to moving out. And I was thinking, man, like maybe, and then Schwartz goes, don't say it. And he goes, maybe you could live with me.
And Schwartz is like,
he goes, the implications of that.
I was like, I love putting him on the spot where he like can't actually be like, no.
Yeah. He goes, oh, dude, no. I mean, that's like a weird, that's like, we'd look like nincompoops.
I'm like, too late.
And then he goes, You pay $4,500 for that. And I was like, damn, LA is so expensive.
It's so expensive.
He goes, it'd be $6,000 here, man. I'm like,
I'm also like, you're running a fucking racket if you're paying off your mortgage by having a friend come and pay your rent for mm-hmm. you. Like, or pay half your mortgage for you and then you get equity in this house.
You should just have Craig live there.
Yeah. You should just turn it into like Sandoval's flop house.
Yeah, just have like Sandoval's house for wayward boys were like tatted.
He literally could open like a boy's home.
Yeah.
It's like 5 bedrooms.
He's like, it's
like so big. Why even get a 5-bedroom house? My God.
It's like that movie. What's the movie where Tobey Maguire and Michael Caine?
The Cider House Rules.
Cider House Rules.
But he's like, Sandoval goodnight, House Rules.
Good night, Princes of Valley Village. He comes in every night. Princes, and he says good night, and they all sleep in like.
He goes, may the winds of fortune light your ways.
He goes, all right.
All right, good night. He goes up and at him the next day.
He goes, hey guys, coffee's on. Just letting you know it's 8 a.m. But sleep in if you want, but I'm going to be downstairs. I'm going to be starting my workout if you want to join me.
I'm going to hit the tread.
He's like, Craig, I know you wanted to do that.
Lisa comes to Tom Tom.
That could be the thing that like changes the trajectory of his life.
He should start, like,
Mr. Sandoval's school for boys.
You know what's, like, blowing up right now are those male, like, masculine oh, boot yeah. camps.
Did you see that video?
Men are paying, like, $15,000 to have, like, a barefoot man make them, like, run against him in the dirt.
It's giving conversion therapy.
It's right? So wild. Yeah. I was like, men are in a bad place. If you're paying $15K for this.
Well, that's what Louis did.
I know.
That was so scary.
I just love, like, they're like, run, run. What do they say when he's running?
I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm a man.
All I just pictured was like you going through that. I just pictured, like, there needs to be, honestly, a movie like Private Benjamin, but it's just like a gay man goes to like a man boot camp.
I thought about doing like, an undercover.
You should.
Don't steal that, anyone.
I'm a man.
I'm a fucking man.
They need to send like a trans man there.
That's gayer than me,
that's
though.
So gay.
Like I feel
I'm sorry.
More.
I
feel
have
butcher
seen
than
a
those
man
guys.
Get fucked in the ass on the dance floor, and that fucking camp is gayer than getting fucked in the ass in a gay club on the dance floor.
I think most gay men are butcher than
running
the guys.
Against a man and screaming that you're a man. I'm like, kiss.
Yeah, it's scary. We're in a society. We
but
used
also
to be
I'm like, this is what pray tell are you accomplishing? I'm like, you're a man. Pull out your fucking credit card then. Prove it.
It's really weird. It's coded in like men's rights and like women kind of like reclaiming your gendered.
But true masculinity and like man power is being like a guardian and being like a thoughtful caretaker and a protector, not in a scary controlling way, but in like a I got this girlfriend way.
But Sandoval doesn't any of those things.
No.
So I see his school for boys being more of a tender.
His school for boys is like how to shave your forehead and like dye your eyebrows
and drinking like Four Loko
and make like coffee on an espresso machine and like shave your arms and like take fat burner pills
and go to Home Depot
and like hammer
batteries.
Buying batteries is huge. He's like double A or triple A. Be sure to look at the label. He goes, what? We got to replace the smoke detector battery. Which one are those? He's like, they're the flat ones.
What if they end up becoming like a militia and they like blow up
at Waco? They go fucking Waco.
They go like Timothy McVeigh.
They need a Waco situation in LA. I think that would bring the community together.
God. I'm excited for that Timothy McVeigh doc.
I know.
Where is it?
Well, it's coming. We need like, yeah,
you
a
want,
light
like,
Waco.
Okay.
It just would be culturally like give us some edge in this dying city. Take our minds off of the rent.
Schwartz goes, no, man, I can't do that. It'd be that is uncouth. For two men to live together, that's not good.
People will think.
And then Craig's in the background going like,
yeah, he's showing hole. Sandoval should honestly
just run like a cam boy
for like straight guys.
It's like the Bellamy house.
Yeah.
Where all the guys were straight but did gay porn and they just like lived in this house, or like Corbin Fisher.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa descends on Tom. I hate the merging of Pump with Tom. It's sick.
Yeah, so they're just like, can you explain this?
I can't. I'm trying to imagine what it means that Pump sign is just now on the other part of Tom. It's obviously the same kitchen. I don't know. She brought like Pump, I can't stress this enough, was not a good restaurant.
No, the food was horrific.
Disgusting.
It had a better ambiance than any of the other restaurants because it was like, but it was very cheesy.
Dearly.
You
yeah.
paid for your life. And you paid with your bowels and your money.
Mm-hmm. To sit under like old trees, which by the way, where are the trees?
Remember my first birthday I spent here? You were there?
Yeah.
I felt kind of sad.
It's a sad place.
I felt kind of bad for myself.
I get that. We've all been there.
You guys were all like taking videos of me with the sparklers, and I was like, oh my God, I'm like new in the city. These are my only friends, which I'm happy about, but like I don't know anyone else.
It was a new in the city kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Logan is just managing the place. God bless him.
Love Logan.
And
he needs to be on all the time. He's so funny.
I know. And they need gay energy.
They need his gay energy.
Mm-hmm. Schwartz comes in with his gay in crisis blonde hair.
Logan kind of trolls him and is like, you turned me on with that hair.
I kind of like it.
And Lisa goes,
there's something about it.
She goes, she goes.
They go, Nana?
She goes.
They poke her. They take like a little bar stirrer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, this hair.
The hair, Schwartzy.
Yellow.
Oh, it's disgusting.
She goes, my dream is having pump brunch. The dream is not lost. And now we're going to do brunch at Tom Tom. I was like, oh, don't bring the vibe down.
No.
Tom Tom is doing fine. Why merge?
The merger of the century.
It is the corporate merger.
It's the Royco Matson merger.
This is huge. This is like Disney buying up Hulu, ABC,
Fox.
Is Pump closing and merging with Tom Tom? No one has eyes on this merger like me.
What if Amazon buys Tom Tom?
It probably will.
Yeah.
Schwartz tells Lisa that Sando is really upset because of the podcast.
She goes, oh, he needs to... She basically is like, he needs to get his ass over it. She's done with him.
And it cuts back to her being like, I had a long conversation with Rachel. She's done with you.
It's over, dear.
It's over. It's very over. Sando comes in and chats to Lisa.
He's like, hey, man.
Because, yeah, I'm sad. I listened to that podcast, man. She goes, why are you listening to anything? Don't listen. He goes, I want to listen to it. I'm going to listen to what I want, man.
And she goes, don't listen to it. He goes, I'm going to listen to it. And then she goes, basically, don't listen to anything ever.
Don't ever listen to one ever thing ever again.
Just listen to me.
Oh, dude, I'm going to fucking listen.
He's regressing.
He is a baby.
He's the youngest child.
He's stamping his foot at Nana.
Can you guys, an older brother doesn't speak to him anymore because of what he did?
Because of
Scandaball?
Okay, that's a little much.
A little much. Chill out,
like,
bro.
Who do you think you are?
It's called blood loyalty.
If one of my siblings went on Vanderpump Rules and engaged in Scandaball, that would heal our relationship.
Your family would be healed.
Our family would fully heal. I'd be like, I'm fucking obsessed with you. Tell me everything. I have your back no matter what.
He
like,
said,
we've got this.
He called Sandoval and was like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go.
He called Sandoval and was like, take down every photo of me with you because
I'm getting death threats.
Yeah.
Damn. I'd be like, come for me. Threaten my like fucking life. I ride for my fucking sibling.
I ride for him.
I'd be like, this will heal us. I'd be like, let's go on vacay.
Let's go on vacay.
Sandoval goes, Ariana took 2 months to get back to me about my counteroffer. Now that she has, I don't even know if I want to keep the house. I was like, you fucking idiot.
Messy, messy bitch.
This is why you cannot attach yourself to an idiot in this world.
Mm-mm.
Because once things go south, and they will, most likely, then... You're fucked. Idiot time. Then they will make your life a living hell.
Hades.
He's such a moron.
He is.
I was like, drag his ass. Sue the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Fire sale. Throw him on the fucking streets.
Yes.
He can live on the side of the road in that Sheriff Architectural sale. Digest ass homeless encampment.
Oh my God. There's a
stunningly gorgeous.
On the 134 on like the... It's like off, it's like on an elevated barrier near the freeway.
Is it overlooking the LA River at some point?
It's near Highland Park, but it's like this gorgeous man-made home that this unhoused person made. And it's like, and everyone's mad at it, but it's like beautiful looking.
It's honestly stunning.
And they have electricity.
They have electricity. They have a hammock. It literally is like overlooking the freeway and potentially the LA River. I was like, if you made it this far to make a stunning home for yourself,
let him stay.
You get to stay. You get to stay.
People are like, they're siphoning off our electricity. I'm like, well, you know what? If they're smart enough to be able to like divert electricity to them, they've earned their place.
They should share the diversion with others. And then we should all just steal electricity.
The house is like a literal, like, it's a bungalow. Like, it's a full-sized home.
No, it's like a three-bedroom, gorgeous house. It would.
Sorry, that's what you have to do in the city.
They're going to kick them out, but then, like, reinforce the house and flip it.
You know.
You're going to have, like, the Property Brothers come in, and they're going to, like...
Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel is going to, like, pick some new hardware. They're going to zhuzh the house and then sell it for $2.5 million.
On that overpass.
Mm-hmm.
Great view.
Stunning.
Safe.
I'm saying kudos to you, Mama. You built a house.
Let them stay.
It's nicer, probably, and more structurally sound than my apartment.
Yeah.
I don't have a hammock.
I was in awe looking at it.
I was like, they really did that.
This is like, that is the spirit of LA.
Mm-hmm. It's a DIY win.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app.
I preloaded pictures on it. And now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data. And the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ariana is like half-heartedly wiping a countertop. I was like, girl, you cannot fool me.
She's got a sponsorship.
You are not cleaning.
And then Sheena and Brock come over, and Sheena's like,
all right, we got to take care of this mess.
Your house is scary. It's really scary. It makes me so uncomfortable, and I have OCD. Did you hear? I do. So we're going to clean.
She goes, let's take care of this first. And it's a Christmas bag. And she's like, this has been here for 6 months.
How long has this been here? Since Christmas? And Ariana goes, yeah. And she goes, it's August, so gotta go. And she gets to work. And I was proud of this.
Ariana's kind of, I think there's like probably a part of her that's like reluctant to give up. It's like detaching from
shared
things.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's hard. And it's especially hard when you're moving, you start to realize like how much shit that you have. And you're like, I want to be free. Like, I want to pile it all and set it aflame.
That's what,
and like true freedom.
When I've moved, I purge.
Yeah,
I bring things to like Goodwill, or I like just purge the fuck.
When I moved from Chicago to Los Angeles, I was in a place of like, I want to set it all on fire and know true freedom. I was like in my, I was in like Fight Club mode. Sheena has a new song coming out
that is inspired by Scandoval. I'm like,
I don't like the direction creatively that she's going, and I want it to be like more pop music.
I'm like, this needs to end. Like, people, this is like bottom of the barrel. Like, you're really, this is a reach.
When,
like,
is enough enough?
You've pillaged this for all it's worth. All of these people have made money from this. Sheena and Katie are doing...
Mango, no.
Sheena and Katie are in Chili's ads now.
Oh, I saw that.
It's kind of good.
Katie goes, why are you interviewing him? He's not famous.
I like that. But I'm like, they don't need... Like, they're done. We're done. No more, like, dragging Rachel. It's like, God, shut up.
Yeah, is the song out?
No.
Okay, you needed to release that song, like, 2 weeks after Scandoval. Yeah. That now is not the time, mama. Again, she really, like, what I love about Sheena is that I support her music, but she's really bad at being a pop star.
Yeah.
She's, like, really, really bad. Like, not bad at the music part, but horrible at the rest of it.
That's part of her genius.
I know. God, I love her.
But she needs to do something else. I don't want to hear about Rachel anymore.
Yeah. James Kennedy comes to Sandoval's rehearsal space.
Is it just me, or is James like
so hot?
Yeah, but also he's like butcher now. Like, he's like his, because
maybe he's on HGH. He's lifting. There's something with the upper body.
He's on high tea, but he's less gay than he used to be.
But he also has like, it's my favorite mixture of like butcher and like kind of cut up, but then with a gay, he was a gay ass bitch when he like walked away from Sandoval with his poodle on a leash.
He also...
That's what really revved my engine.
Yeah, he's hot.
A gay, like, specifically a hot gay man just being like, whatever, and then walking away with a poodle, I was like,
I was rewatching when he told that, when he said that unfortunate thing to Katie at Pride.
What?
When he body shamed her. He goes, don't get me started on you, love. And then he flicked a cigarette.
When he talked about her shorts that she wears.
He said she was fat. And yeah. Then he flicked a cigarette and he went like this. He literally goes, and turns. I'm like, you faggot. Holy shit.
He has extreme faggot energy at times and it is sexy.
But then I like watch him with his mom and I'm like, of course you're like this. Mm-hmm. With a mom like her.
She has faggot energy too.
She's a bitch. I love her. She's iconic.
She is iconic.
And she's a sober queen. Mm-hmm. Love her for that.
Tom's song, original song, reminds me of like a Joe Jonas song. It has that same like anthemic, like high-pitched man singing.
Falsetto.
Yeah.
He's the worst. He is bad. He's
truly a cursed singer.
It's really bad. He is no, like, he is, he's got the energy. Just sing better, please.
Take a voice lesson.
James is kind of like.
Oh, because Sando has asked James to open for him at the El Rey. And James is like considering it. He was like, the El Rey is a huge venue. And so he goes to the rehearsal space to like see what's what. But really, he goes there to tell Sando a thing or two. They get in a little bitch fight.
Yeah, it felt like brother.
It was good. Sandoval was like, I'm just really bummed about the podcast. And like, she said, like, they start just kind of, it like, I like the way it like slowly simmered and then never reached a huge apex of like screaming or anything. It was just like barbs back and forth.
But that's what I'm saying. Something has changed with James.
He's not a rageaholic.
He's probably on like.
Maybe he's stoned.
Maybe he's on medication.
Sandoval goes, yeah, Rachel said that when she told you the ultimatum to stop drinking, she did that with that in mind to like, because she knew you wouldn't be able to do it. And James goes, well, she also said she never loved you, so I don't know what, wouldn't put too much stock into that, mate. And then he's like, well, I don't know, like, blah, blah, blah. And then they just go back and forth. And then James goes, I'm done with the talking shit. I'm done. You were never in love. It was just a fuck fest for 6 months. Where's the lie?
Where's the lie? He spilled.
No, mama. No, we didn't even have sex that we'd have sex for like 5 minutes. We'd just hang out for like 6 hours and talk.
James is like, no, mate, you were fucking all the time. That's all you were. He's basically like, you were in a cum haze.
You're in a cum haze.
Yeah.
James gags him.
Yeah. And then he goes, all right, mate, see you later. And then James, and then Sandoval.
I'm not opening for you, Del Rey. None of this means anything to me. And it cuts to Sandoval's like sad band.
And then Sandoval goes, fine, man, have fun pressing your buttons. And then James goes, what's that, mate? And he comes back and I went, whoa.
I said, get back over there.
And he went, what's that, mate? He's like, you're saying that? All right, mate. All right. See you later, mate.
And kind of turns around with the poodle on a leash. And I was like,
and I went, there's my girl.
She's back.
So they had like a, but it was like, it wasn't like a real fight. It was like, it was very like family.
Yeah. I like that it didn't get violent. No screams. It was just a good verbal sparring of sorts.
That was tough. And they both got good digs in. Mm-hmm. Sandoval with go press your buttons.
Have fun pressing your buttons on your computer.
Buttons, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy DJed at Coachella.
He DJed, finally.
For T-Swift.
He DJed the Neon Carnival, which is arguably kind of cooler than DJing Coachella. But he's one step closer. I'm telling you, like, he will be in the Sahara tent one of these days.
But Taylor Swift watched him.
Mm-hmm. He was playing her song Cruel Summer and did, like, a remix, and a fan was filming her as the remix started.
She had no idea who he was.
No, I don't think she fucks with BPR.
No, I don't think she knows what it is.
She like does not know about Scandoval, right?
No, I don't think she knows about like things that are happening.
I'm so curious to know what she knows.
Does she dream at night?
I don't
know. She literally dreams of dollar signs.
She dreams of dollar signs and coins. Of like past loves.
Mm-hmm. And people and enemies
and enemies and frenemies.
Mm-hmm.
And schemes. Contracts.
Yeah, she dreams about signing paperwork.
Mm-hmm. And talking to her lawyer on the phone.
Yeah.
And sending, like, copyright cease and desists.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, at Lisa's house, Lala's sperm donor party is underway. And it is a sperm donor party. It's not a basting party, which I was sad about, kind of.
She's like, I'm assembling all my bitches and my gays to help me pick out a man to sire my child.
Yeah.
And they have three options. It's all anonymous, but they get the descriptions of the person. One of them's 6'2" and, like, college educated.
I don't know. I was kind of weirded out by this because I just am like, you can't trust anything these sperm banks are telling you.
I mean, she has sperm bank man there with to, like...
I literally thought he was a chef.
He's serving up something.
He's serving up platters of cum. There was one shot of the buffet where he was, like, getting something. I was like, oh, the chef is there. I was like, he's going to be cutting prime rib in the corner. And then later he, like, sidles up next to Lala and was like, oh, that was the jizz guy.
I don't know. And, like, I think this is all, like, I think this is all great, but I'm, like, I watched that one movie about that sperm donor guy who, like, was...
Bothered, like, tons of children.
Yeah, and I'm, like, what if he put it in, like, the gelatin?
Oh. But also there's, like, sperm donor problems where, like, many people get inseminated with the same sperm, and they don't tell you that, like, you... There's people out there with, like, 30 half-siblings, which is dangerous, because what if you fuck one of them?
Yeah, but also I just want to know. I'd be like, I got my sisters and brothers.
I know. I would want it to be someone I know, I think. I just wouldn't feel comfortable with, like, a total stranger out of a book. But go
one on. Guy is art history major.
I don't know. I was like, show their faces, because that's the only way we can truly vote on anything.
Oh, no. The first guy's 6'2 and lean. The other guy's an art history guy, and the other guy's, like, a finance person.
And they all vote for the 6'2 one.
Yeah. Lisa goes, I like number two. He seems, because he likes art. And then Ariana's like,
oh, he said he loves dogs, so you have to do that one.
I'm like, wait, there's a lot more to this than... And Ariana goes, I don't like the second guy. He's like, he sounds minimal with all his answers, and I think you should really take this seriously.
Mm-hmm. Allie and Katie talk on the side. And Allie goes, I wanted to check in on you because I know what happened between you and Lala and it sounded heated. And Katie is like, what are you talking about? And Allie goes, it just seems like you're miserable and getting upset about things easily. And Katie goes, who said that? Lala said that? She said that about me? She goes, I'm not. I'm good. I'm chilling.
I'm chill. She's stoned.
I'm chilling. She is stoned.
Did you see Allie's new video?
No.
Allie came out with a song.
Is it good?
No. But it's cute. It's called, like, Girls...
Girls Night?
Girls Girl.
Love that.
James directed it.
Directed it? Director.
Director.
Fucking Guy Ritchie over here. Tom Sandoval's at home, and Schwartz comes over. And that's when Sando asks him to move in.
Oh, I did that too soon. Sorry.
Be his roommate. I love that he says, we'll get a loan.
Schwartz hates Sandoval.
Yeah, but I think he's too much of a pussy to say that.
I think he hates him profoundly and, like, with all of his fiber.
Wouldn't you? Someone put your whole business in jeopardy, and now you own the shittiest restaurant in LA with this fucking flop.
Yeah.
And they're like, and also to be like, we'll get a loan. We'll get a loan. You want to tie yourself more financially this person, have him move in and pay half of your mortgage. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, I think Schwartz is like,
he's over it.
I think he's making moves to leave LA.
He should leave. Do you think so?
I have a feeling.
But he has this, like, 23-year-old girlfriend. They just went on a podcast together.
She'll move anywhere with him.
I'm like,
go back to
Florida.
He
needs it, just a 20 something.
Yeah, go in Florida where you can, like, pour beer on women. Like, yeah, that's all he wants to do.
He should open just, like, a beer bar in Florida that serves, like, canned beers and has, like, bras stapled to the wall where men can get drunk and freely pour beer on women. He should honestly just open a bar that the whole thing is, like, men pour beer on women.
That would be the most successful bar in Florida. That'd be every person in Florida's dream. It's to pour beer on a woman.
like in like northern Florida.
Yeah, northern Florida would be.
Yeah, he would make a killing. Mm-hmm. She should call it Schwartz's. And everyone's like, you going to Schwartz's tonight? And every night, just guys get fucking ripped and get angry at a woman and pour beer on women's heads. And it's known
and,
for that.
And every time
and
it happens.
Women are like, woo!
And every time
like,
it happens,
take
you hear.
Their bras off and stapled them to the wall.
And every time a beer gets poured, you hear.
And like, there's one jukebox song that, like, when the jukebox song comes on, you're it's like a free for all. You just pour beer on the nearest woman's head.
Mm-hmm. That's his dream. So just do it.
It's a good idea.
Leave LA.
You
leave your shitty little apartment.
What do you have here? You have the grossest apartment ever. You pay $4,300 a month for a vertical blinds hellhole.
You have Joe, who's like you don't care about and you take for granted. And then you
have these two dogs that are cute, but like. Take some if you like. They're not worth sticking around for. Let Katie have them.
Just take off in the middle of the night.
He should. He should just disappear. He should gone girl.
You have an ex that's like trying to destroy your life.
You have an ex that is going to systematically fuck every single person that's close to you. Like she will not rest until she has had part of them in her vagina. So like you've got to leave. He's being chased out of town by a motorcycle lesbian.
She goes, where are you going? Did you leave? And he goes, yeah, I'm halfway to Alabama at this point. She goes, oh, okay.
And he's everywhere he goes with his, I'm picturing with like a stick with a little sack tied to it, hitchhiking his way.
Yeah, he hobo train hops.
He like hobo train hops and hitchhikes across the country. But he's also fleeing from like the motorcycle. Mm-hmm. He hears like a phantom like, and every time he hears that, he's like, she's coming. He has to get away from Katie.
Yeah.
She comes, like, finds what motel he's shacking up at and kicks down his door.
And fucks.
She
and
puts
fucks
her
it.
Boot on his neck and she, like, smokes a cigarette in one puff and puts it, flicks it at him.
And
she goes, nice try. She
and
goes,
fucks his girlfriend in front of her.
I fucked everyone in this hotel, just fucked them all. Everywhere he goes, he like keeps trying to, he keeps dyeing his hair, changing his name, checking in, paying cash only, and just this motorcycle fucking broad is on his tail all the time.
It's like late at night and you hear the motorcycle come up and he turns off all the lights and closes the shades and he's just in his motel room and you hear outside, you hear, and you hear, ah!
You hear like the motorcycle pull up and like it's kind of soft. Talking like of the check-in counter to Katie, like, and then suddenly you just hear like, and then like she through the hotel like a neon demon where like they hear like someone get it. This is it's consensual with Katie. It's not scary. It's not rape. And she goes room to room in the motel, and you just hear like, oh, I'm coming. Oh. And then you hear her go into the next one, and it's like an elderly couple, and they're like, ooh, I don't know, George, should we do it? And he's like, I think it seems good. And then they go,
George died. George, oh, I think he's had a heart attack.
And Katie goes, don't worry, I'll fuck the grief out of you. And she goes, ooh, I don't even care about my dead husband anymore.
And she goes, you're so much better loving than my dead husband.
And George is like, oh, no. And then you're, boom, 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 boom. And she fucking, and she goes, welcome back. I'm in Phoenix. You fuck this dump. Fucked everyone just now.
And she goes, I just.
Try again.
She goes, I wanted you to know.
She goes, wherever you go, I'll follow your fucking scent. Brush on your fucking tail. And I'll fuck everyone in the 100-mile radius.
Tom goes, please, Bubba, please, let me live. Let me live. I just want to move to Florida so I can open a bar where I pour beer on women's heads.
She goes, no can do.
No can do.
No can do, hombre.
She goes,
try again. She goes, next stop, Flagstaff.
And then she takes a gun out and puts it in his mouth. And she goes,
suck it.
Suck the barrel. And he goes, oh!
Gibbet head. Go. And she makes him deep throat.
And then she leaves.
The pistol.
After she leaves, he goes in the shower and he jerks off.
He jerks off and cries.
Yeah.
He cries and cries, but he comes harder than he ever has. And this continues across America. Literally every night.
Every night at a certain time, you hear. And he goes.
No, not again.
He's spending thousands of dollars in motel rooms because he just can't seem to get away from her. Every night it's a new motel.
Mm-hmm.
Another motel. Another motel. Another motel.
Different motel. Another motel. Every diner that he goes to.
She fucks the waitresses. Yeah. She fucks,
like, she's already been
the
there.
Line cooks.
She's, like, preemptively fucked everyone. Like, someone goes, the waitress comes up and she's, can I get you anything, sugar? And that he sees on her arm, her sleeve's a little rolled up, and she has a heart that says Katie in it.
But she has Bubba. He goes, not you.
Not you too. She goes, best sex I've had all year.
And he looks over and sitting at the corner booth, you just see Katie smoking a cig.
She goes, hey.
Smoking weed.
Smoking a huge fucking spliff. She puts her eyeglasses down. She goes.
And then he goes home and his mom and his brothers are waiting for him at home. And they go, well, we have something to tell you. We're all dating Katie. She's fucked his brothers and his mom.
And then she just revs her engine and does donuts around his house.
And every time he tries to sleep, he starts going to REM here. Vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom, vroom. And she goes, by the way, taking 60% of your bar.
Mm-hmm.
60% is going to me back in LA.
She goes, you're going to need it for protection. He goes, against what? She goes, vroom.
She goes,
Katie could, she should start like a Hell's Angels.
Of girlies.
Yeah. And I think actually that's what she does when they go across America. It's like the Hell's Angels, Katie's Angels gets like stronger and stronger and there are more and more so they can cover more fuck ground. And then it's just like a horde of Katie's Angels fucking literally everyone within actual, like
Bubba's Angels.
Bubba's Angels within 100-mile radius of anywhere Schwartz is gone. One of Bubba's Angels has fucked someone he knows.
Okay, we have to get back.
Okay, sorry.
No.
Okay, so Tom Sandoval goes, or Schwartz goes, where's Ariana? And Sandoval goes, she's at the jizz party, which is funny. And Lala picks a sperm donor at the jizz party. Nana plays pin the jizz on the vagina.
Nana seemed very Nana in this.
I like when they blindfolded her.
Oh.
She goes, hey, where am I?
Where am I?
Why do we?
What am I doing here?
Lala guides her. Then at James and Allie's house, they have like a sobering conversation about kids and marriage. And Allie's like, I've never thought about this. I've never like dreamed of it. I don't, it's not something that I've like wanted.
James just starts crying.
I think it's kind of manipulative to start crying when someone tells you that.
He's a crybaby.
He is a baby.
I was like, you're not being yourself here, James. You're not being the man I thought you were.
No, and she's like TBD on both. And then at that moment, I was like, you got to get out of here.
Yeah. They're, I think that there's a.
They're not long for this world, right?
No, it's.
This will run its course.
It's cooked.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. Tom brunch is happening.
I just went like this.
People are there.
And then Tom sits down with Schwartz to eat their little tacos. And Sheena comes over. And she's like, hey, guys. So.
Well, Lala and Katie talk first. Because oh, yeah. All the girls get together and Katie's like, what did I hear you say? That I'm miserable? That I'm devastated? That I'm unhappy? And Lala's like, I just said that you were like unhappy. And She's like, I'm not. And then they're like, can we be friends? And she's like, sure, for now.
It's Jeff, for now.
But Lala's just, like, you don't have time for me or like you don't want me in your life or whatever. And Katie's like, how dare you say I don't have time for you? I have all the time. I have all the time in the world.
She goes, step to me again and you will know my pain.
Sheena goes, I think what I've learned about a long time being friends with Lala is that like she just like really wants someone to like text her and like check in, like see how she's doing, like let her know that you're thinking about her, you know? There's like
Sheena is unhinged.
Sheena's truly a puppet.
Yeah.
And then Sandoval's like hunched over a plate of food with his big old feminine sunglasses on, looking like Liza Minnelli.
He literally looks like Ava Gardner.
I was like, what is wrong with this man?
I don't know.
And then Sheena strolls over to him. She goes, I'm going to gag them now.
And she goes, I came up with a new song. Do you want to hear it? And she's like,
she goes, so how are you since the podcast came out? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And he's like, I'm sad. Like, it's just like hard, man. Like, I didn't get any closure. And she goes, well, none of us are getting any closure. So I wrote a song about it.
And she plays it for him, and there's a line about a Jetta, which Rachel drove a Jetta, which I'm like, of course she drove a Jetta.
Classic. She goes, from a Ferrari to a Jetta, I thought you would know better. She goes, it's a line, and it's open for interpretation, but I'll read it to you. From a Ferrari to a Jetta, I thought you would know better. And then she looks, and Sandoval's like, how dare you? He packs his purse, and he's leaving.
He goes,
how dare you, bitch!
And he struts out.
Oh! In his high heels, you just hear like clack, 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 clack.
He goes, I thought we were friends, you know, I thought we made healing progress.
He goes, I've had enough of people monetizing off my pain, my story, my life. You fuck you. Have fun making money off of me.
Ugh. He goes, fuck you and fuck your song and fuck all your future ventures monetizing my trauma. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. And then he runs away. Fuck you all! He goes, everyone in here, I say to you now, you don't know me. You will never know me. You'll never know what's inside my heart. I bare my chest to you all, and you all forsake me every day. Fuck you, and fuck you too, bitch. And then he runs out, and he comes back in.
He goes, fuck you. Fuck everyone in here. Fuck all of you. How dare you?
How dare you
all monetize?
How dare you monetize? How dare you all monetize? Fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you too, you little cunt.
He goes,
forgot my sunglasses.
He puts his scarf.
Yeah. He puts his little, like,
I'm out of
little
here.
Bonnet on, 60s bonnet. Yeah, he goes, I'm out of here. I'm going home where people appreciate me.
Leather glove, driving gloves on.
He goes, I'm going back to this wayward school for boys where they appreciate me. I'm going back to Craig.
He puts a trench on.
And he goes, and he looks at Schwartz, and Schwartz is like mortified looking down, and he goes, and you say you're my friend, you couldn't be a friend if it hit you in the face. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you.
He gets in like a convertible.
Yeah.
And goes, nah!
And there's suddenly a green screen behind him, like Hitchcock style, and he goes, I'll leave this place.
I'll leave. That's what I'll do. I'll move away. I've had enough of them monetizing my pain.
And then
just at that moment,
a fucking LAPD, like, SUV on a high-speed chase rams his car and kills him.
I want Sandoval to have, like, a full-blown... He needs, like, a public freakout. I think that would, like, endear people to him.
Like, TMZ sees him having, like, Coney-style freakout.
Yeah, like, he needs to do, like, a fuck you, I've had enough. I like that.
Fuck you, I've had enough.
That's it. I'm calling it. No more monetizing on my pain.
Remember, I'm calling it.
What?
The TikTok. I'm calling it.
What's the... Oh, that's it. I'm calling it.
And then it just... You see the credits, and it's, like, kind of, like, TBD.
Yeah. He needs to have, like, I'm excited. I want him to have his, like, moment in the reunion to go full,
Norma
like,
Desmond.
Hitchcockian Norma Desmond, a Hitchcockian protagonist.
You'll never see me again.
Get a good look at this face. It's the last time you'll ever see it. I'm done with you monetizing my pain.
He looks at Andy and he goes, and fuck you too. He goes, see this ass? He goes, watch it as I leave. And they're all like...
He should start cross-dressing.
They'd be gagged.
He should start cross-dressing a bit. What if he showed up to the reunion in, like, high heels to the gods, bearing his leg? Like, he should show up in, like, a dress.
I'd love it.
That would be so... But, like, a mini dress.
Yeah. Like a...
Like, kind of similar to what Raquel wore when she wore, like, the one-shoulder dress with, like, the crazy...
He used to dress like a fembot.
Mm-hmm.
From Austin Powers. Guys, our... Two show dates have been added. They were announced yesterday or 2 days ago, now that you're listening, when you're listening to this. We're doing
a late night show in Chicago and a late night show in New York
and Brooklyn. 10 p.m. both shows at Lincoln Hall and the
Bell
House.
One's at 10:30, one's at 10. But you guys worry about that, not us. We'll just be performing.
just be there.
Whoops,
you can
I got
get
the time
tickets.
Wrong. Whatever.
Get tickets at sexyuniquepodcast.com. All the dates are on there. We
it's
can't
gonna
wait.
Be,
it's going to be
amazing.
So fun.
Come to Sub After Dark and let's do our cult shout out.
Yeah.
Ooh, I might have made a mistake with the time. Whatever. It's fine.
It's fine. Alex Delisle.
Alex Delisle.
Pia from Australia.
Pia from Australia.
Ooh, makeup fresh.
Ooh,
I'm
makeup
done
fresh.
With you.
Done with your ass.
DJ Boo Boo.
DJ Boo Boo.
Fuck you. Rachel in Dublin.
Rachel in fuck you, Dublin.
Fist yourself, Emily Bond. I've had enough.
I've had enough of your ass.
Tina Sabienta betraying me once
the
again.
Betrayer, they say.
Oh, Sarah Elizabeth.
Sarah Elizabeth, you bitch.
You fucking bitch. Lucy from London.
Oh, Lucy.
Fuck you.
Don't even tell me about you.
Brooke Johansson.
Brooke Johansson.
Rachel Knight.
Rachel Knight.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Brittany Ryan Weiss.
Three names.
Three names.
Too many.
Too many names.
Danielle McMillan.
Danielle McMillan.
Bridget Wasowski. Lady Swambitch gives
no
fucks.
Don't give a fuck about me.
Jessica Hernandez.
Jessica Hernandez.
Mazatov.
Mazatov.
Mary.
Mary.
Mike Earhart.
Mike Earhart.
All enemies.
You bitch, Mike. You bitch.
Sharon Baum.
Sharon Baum. Realtor.
Timothy Shield.
Timothy Shield.
Summer Moon Honey Davies.
Oh.
Rogue Stanley.
How dare you.
Matthew Thomas.
No.
Owsley Robinson.
Oh, no.
Mariah Kay.
Oh, God.
Four.
You
Kathy
bitch.
West.
Kathy West. You, what you did to me, you'll never know what my pain was.
Kit Moore.
Kit Moore.
Hillary.
Hillary.
Orlando.
Orlando.
You bitch. Patron of the farts.
Patron of the farts.
David from Switzerland.
David.
Nick Sedaris.
Sedaris.
Emily.
Emily.
Kim Lucas,
Lucas
of all people.
Of.
Jenny Logan.
Jenny Logan.
Jenny Hogan.
Jenny Hogan.
RJ.
RJ.
Jeffrey Pratt
about you fucking bitch. Bye.
Bye. Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more stuff and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. Cause I know I'm feeling. Cause
I know I know. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.